Welcome to the award-winning 4-H'er of the Week program on WLEN.com.
This is the 4-H'er of the Week program. I'm John Kane, and this week our 4-H'er of the Week is Grace Slusarski. She's with the All Around Equestrians Club. So welcome to the program, Grace.
Thank you for having me.
So how long have you been a member of the All Around Equestrians?
I have been a member of that 4-H group for about 2 years now.
2 years. And you're going to school, right?
Yes, I go to Tecumseh STEAM West.
Okay. Yes. And you're studying in what grade level are you studying?
I'm in eighth grade right now.
All right. So 2 years in the All Around Equestrians. What made you decide to join that particular club?
Oh, for about, like, I did for, like, 2 seasons of regular showing. So I did a few shows, and we decided that I wanted to step it up a little bit. So we decided that it was time for me to join a 4-H group so that I could show more often and do fair.
Okay, so I'm going to take a shot in the dark here. The All-Around Equestrians. They have something to do with horses, right?
Yeah, for sure. We mainly, our focus is on equestrians. Like, we show horses, and we have our own horse show. But also, it doesn't have to restrict to just being with horses. It's, we have a few people that show other animals like goats, sheep, too.
Okay. So, have you always been a horse lover?
Yeah, for as long as I can really remember, I always have loved horses. I did took lessons when I was a little kid, but I eventually stopped because it got too repetitive. And then when I was about 9 or 10, we went on another trail ride, and I just fell in love with it all over again.
So, how have you had horses yourself for a number of years?
I've had a horse for about a year and a half, maybe, and we got him 2 summers ago, and I had no clue. They surprised me, but yeah, I'm so glad that I do, because now I can do everything that I want with him, and I, yeah.
So, he's an all-around
yeah,
horse.
Yeah, for sure he is.
Yes.
Yes.
So he's an all-around horse. Mm-hmm. And how much training time do you have to take in order to train him?
Well, when it gets closer to show season, we definitely ride more often. But now throughout the winter, I don't ride as much. I go out and see him more. When it's cold, it's harder to let him get warm and then have him cool off and have to put his blanket on. And we definitely don't want him to feel uncomfortable with that, too.
So you talk about show season. When does that begin?
For me, this year it begins around March. We start a junior equestrian team, and then it goes all throughout the fall, too, this year for me, because I'm entering high school, and we have a high school equestrian team then, too.
Okay, so you're involved in the high school as well.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm assuming that part of your show schedule involves the Lenawee County Fair. Is that right? And what happens there?
Well, it's kind of a little complicated for me because last year, getting ready for fair, I was practicing speed events like barrel racing and flag. And I was doing barrels, and on the way, it was my last ride, and not running on the way back, he got a little spicy, and I fell off. I broke my arm, and I did not do fair last year. And that was going to be my first fair, so I'm going into my first fair this year and hoping nothing like that happens again, and I can go strong.
Well, the showing that you get involved in up to the point of the fair.
Yeah.
Does that involve things like barrel racing?
Uh-huh. On Friday nights, they have speed events, flags, pole bending, barrel racing, keyhole. And then typically on Saturdays, we have Western Day, Western Pleasure Trail. And on Sundays, we have like English jumping, dressage, English pleasure, equitation.
So is this all around like southeastern Michigan where you're showing, or what areas?
Right now I'm just showing in Lenawee County, but I have this past, by Thanksgiving, I did a show in Michigan State called Cowboy Christmas, and it's like you don't have to wear any show clothes. It's just for fun to get more experience, which is definitely great.
So I imagine, you know, not only based on the time, but to be able to do some of the things that you're doing, you must have to form a very close bond with your horse.
Oh, yeah. I think that definitely being allowed to go into these classes with him and just knowing him and understanding what he's thinking, what they like and what they don't like, definitely allows you to form a closer bond with the animal. I mean, you definitely don't know what they're thinking a lot of the times, but when you know them more, when you ride them, when you go out, not even ride them, just to mess around, play with them a little bit, it definitely allows that connection to be made.
Because when you're trying to negotiate obstacles and those kinds of things, you have to maybe try and anticipate the move of your horse a little bit.
Like for trail, a lot of it is knowing how he likes to cheat his way out of things and make sure you correct him and not let him get away with the silly little things that he knows he can try to get away with, and you just have to enforce it.
You don't ever do that in your own life, do you? Try to get away with little things here and there. Well, it at least allows you to understand your horse a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
So, do you have, I don't know, teammates, racing mates? I imagine you've made a number of friends in your showing activities.
For a lot of showing, I board my horse at a barn on Porter Highway. But a lot of my friends that go to my school, they ride at Morgan Valley and they lease horses from there. And I have become really close with them because we can talk about that. And a lot of people just don't understand what we're talking about when we talk about that. So it's definitely something we can like bond over too.
Well, we just, you know, wonderful experience. Now, do you get involved in any other projects in 4-H, or is it just the equestrian part of it?
We definitely do get involved with other projects. We have made a potluck for Hope Hoopsters, and we've made blankets, and we did adopt a family last Christmas, too.
So, do you have any plans? I know there's leadership roles in 4-H. Do you have any plans to get involved in the leadership end?
Yes, this year I actually ran for secretary and I got that. So now at every 4-H meeting I do the minutes.
Grace, I want to thank you so much for being on our program here this evening. And sounds like you've got a great bond going with your horse. And we want to wish you the best of luck. Not only this show season, but throughout your career in 4-H. And hopefully you're going to make the Lenawee County Fair this summer without any problems.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. That is, once again, Grace Lusarski from the All Around Equestrians, our 4-H-er of the week. So we want to remind you to join us once again next Tuesday evening at this same time for another edition of our 4-H-er of the Week program. This is John Kane saying so long here on 103.9 WLEN.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed the 4-H-er of the Week program on WLEN.com. Tune in to 103.9 WLEN every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for an all-new episode on Lenawee County's best radio station.